You're listening to SBS News.
The first coronavirus vaccinations have been carried out around the European Union in an unprecedented cross-border vaccination campaign. Aged care residents, health workers, and politicians were first in line for the Pfizer-BioNTech shot. The 27-nation bloc is set to receive 12.5 million doses by the end of the year and aims to inoculate all 450 million people in 2021. In Croatia, 81-year-old nursing home resident Branka Anicic is overjoyed to be the country's first vaccine recipient.
I hope we can finally move on to some kind of normal life, and I hope it will happen soon. This vaccine arrived really quick, quicker than any of us had hoped for. Now we are here. We all have to accept it and take it because of our friends, our families, and for ourselves too.
Authorities hope mass vaccinations will help bring an end to the pandemic, which has claimed more than 1.7 million lives worldwide. A top Italian virologist, Maria Rosaria Capobianchi, says there's still a long way to go.
The vaccine is the light at the end of a dark tunnel, but this does not mean we'll be able to claim victory in a few days. We will still have to be patient for a few months so that most of the population has been vaccinated to obtain a certain degree of protection that would allow us to limit the circulation of the virus. But we have started.
The World Health Organization warns there are lessons to be learned from the pandemic. The first ever International Day of Epidemic Preparedness has been observed to highlight the importance of preventing future outbreaks. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says countries must address climate change and the relationship between humans, animals, and the planet.
History tells us that this will not be the last pandemic, and epidemics are a fact of life. But with investments in public health, supported by an all of government, all of society, one health approach, we can ensure that our children and their children inherit a safer, more resilient, and more sustainable world.
A new variant of COVID-19 originating from the United Kingdom has been detected in other countries, including Japan and Canada. Japan has banned entry to all foreign travellers until the end of January, while Japanese nationals and residents will no longer be exempt from quarantine. The Canadian cases, which were reported in Ontario, come as the province goes into lockdown. Former president of the Ontario Medical Association, Dr. Nadia Alam, hopes the restrictions will help stop the virus from spreading.
We need to just break this cycle of transmission, and that's what a lot of us are hoping this sort of circuit breaker lockdown will do, is it'll just sort of stop the transmission, slow it down enough that our healthcare system can keep going.
China is introducing new COVID-19 curbs ahead of the Lunar New Year holiday amid concerns the mass travel could cause a surge in infections. Although China has been mostly successful in containing the virus, small numbers of cases are reappearing in some cities. All districts in the capital, Beijing, have been urged to enter emergency mode, with entire residential compounds and villages sealed off. At the land port in the southern city of Shenzhen, customs official Zhou Liang says drivers and vehicles are being inspected.
We share information with the Epidemic Prevention and Control Departments. As soon as travellers' tests are abnormal, they will be immediately located and their close contacts will be quickly traced.
Israel is entering a third national lockdown for at least 2 weeks and ramping up vaccination efforts. The country boasts the world's fastest coronavirus vaccination rate, with 280,000 citizens already inoculated. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hoping to end the outbreak by March, ahead of parliamentary elections on the 23rd of that month. With most non-essential businesses forced to shut, shoe store chain owner Alon Shani says there's too much uncertainty.
We lost a lot of money. We had to close shops, so the turnover is less than 50% that we used to earn. Now we don't know if we can keep and sell in regular shops, because you don't know what will happen. You don't know if they close, will open. You take a big risk on money, because you don't know if and then how the government will help the businesses. You hope they will help them.
Many governments in Africa have also imposed restrictions and called for citizens to keep a low profile over the festive period. South Africa, which has reached 1 million COVID-19 cases, has placed limits on gathering sizes and shut down beaches. Zimbabwe has banned holiday gatherings, while residents of Tunisia and Kenya must abide by night curfews. Tunisian Health Minister Fawzi Mehdi has announced a suite of other strict measures.
We will strengthen controls and impose a strict observance of preventive measures until the 15th of January 2021. The curfew will remain in place. The ban on movement between regions is maintained except in emergencies. All public gatherings, meetings, and New Year festivities are prohibited.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.